We are almost halfway through Lent. This Thursday will be the 20th of the 40 weekdays of Lent, the fast days, not counting Sundays. So hopefully you're all doing well with your Lenten sacrifices, the things you've voluntarily given up for our Lord. I'm sure that Jesus is very pleased with the efforts that you've been making. So keep those up, and the second half of Lent will go by very quickly. So you'll be very happy at Easter if you made a good Lent. We've also, this week, entered into the month of March, which is, as you know, the month where, especially in honor of Saint Joseph. And I'm sure that we will have a high mass on his feast, March 19th. And Father Benedict will give you a sermon, I'm sure, on Saint Joseph on that day. But I always think each year that March is the month of Saint Joseph, but then we don't hear a sermon to encourage our devotion to St. Joseph until almost the end of the month, when his feast day comes on March 19th. So I wanted to say a few words about St. Joseph today, so hopefully you can try this month to think of St. Joseph, to pray to him and ask him for graces. And as you know, we'll be praying after Mass every day this month, two prayers to St. Joseph, so you're encouraged to join in and find those on your parish prayer books. I think I told you early on in the school year, I can't remember for sure, but I think I told you the story of the first American-born nun who was the daughter of General Ethan Allen, and General Ethan Allen was not Catholic. And she had been raised without the faith. And she even didn't really have a belief in God. But she says that it was through Saint Joseph that she was led to become a nun. And I told you the story how when she was, I think it was 12 years old, that she was by the river. And this monster came out of the river, it was the devil, and she froze there and didn't know what to do. And this old man appeared out of nowhere and told her, "What are you doing? Run away from there." And she turned and ran away. And when she went back, her mother went back to look for this old man to thank him. He couldn't be found anywhere. And some 9 years or so later, when she was about 21, she started to have an interest in finding out what Catholics believed. She didn't believe it, but she was interested. And so she knew her parents, who were opposed to the Catholic faith, would not want her to study the Catholic faith. But there was the convent schools up in Montreal, which is now part of Canada, in Quebec. That was a very Catholic area, and the nuns had very good schools for young ladies there. And so sometimes even the non-Catholics from the United States would send their daughters up there to be educated because they got a very good education. So she asked her parents if they could send her there to be educated. But she really wanted to find out about the Catholic faith. And while she was there, she kept denying that Jesus was really in the tabernacle in the Blessed Sacrament. But one day, one of the nuns asked her to put some flowers on the altar, and she couldn't enter the sanctuary. An invisible force prevented her from stepping into the sanctuary. Until then, she tried several times and she couldn't, and then she knelt down and made an act of faith in the Blessed Sacrament that Jesus is really there. And then she was able to enter. When she decided, when she was thinking of becoming Catholic, her parents brought her back home and arranged for all kinds of parties and things to distract her mind away, because she also wanted to become a nun. But she kept her firm resolve, and finally they relented, and her mother went up to Montreal with her. She became Catholic, and she went with her mother to look at different convents to see which one she wanted to join. And they went into one convent where they went into the chapel, and there was a statue of Saint Joseph there. And when she saw the statue of Saint Joseph, she said, "That looks exactly like the old man that told me to run away from the monster when I was 12. And so she entered the convent there, and she became a very good and pious nun. So one thing we should pray, certainly, to Saint Joseph is ask him to help you to know your vocation in life, what God calls you to do. Some of you have quite a few years before you'll make that decision, but you can pray to Saint Joseph to help you to lead a good and holy life while you're young, and that way, whatever God calls you to do, you'll be prepared for it. We should also pray to Saint Joseph for the grace of a happy and holy death. Remember, he had Jesus and Mary by his side when he died, and what a great blessing that was. And we should all want Jesus and Mary to be near us when we die, and so we should pray to Saint Joseph, ask him to help us to have a good and holy death, just as he did. Or others that we know that are very sick, that are dying, to pray to Saint Joseph to help them to have a good and holy death. Also with your work, your duties, Saint Joseph lived a very humble and quiet life, and he was very diligent to do all of his work and to take care of Mary and Joseph, and Mary and Jesus. And so he's a very good example to all of us to be faithful in our duties. So pray to Saint Joseph this month also to help you with your schoolwork. Maybe you some homework you don't like to do, or something when you have a difficulty, you're having a hard time with some schoolwork, or maybe it's some chore at home you find it hard to do. You can pray to Saint Joseph and ask him, say, "Saint Joseph, help me to do this work cheerfully, or help me to not to neglect my duties." So think of this and pray to Saint Joseph, and that way we'll make a good month of March. And when his feast day comes up, hopefully you'll already have been thinking about him and praying to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.